Well, we fire it up once again. Dort College Volleyball and the NAIA National Championship opening round is on the air as the Dort College Defenders and Cardinal Stretch Wolves get set to battle for the right to move on to the NAIA National Championship final site in Sioux City in a week and a half. For the Dort College Defenders, they come into today's contest 22-7. They finish up the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule 12-4. Cardinal Stretch closed their season at 28-12. They were the second team out of the Chicago Collegiate Athletic Conference to earn a spot in the national tournament. They, along with Trinity Christian, advanced to the national tournament. And Trinity Christian earlier victorious over Bellevue in five sets. So one Chicagoland Collegiate Area Conference member is already in the national tournament. Cardinal Stretch will try to make it two this evening. For the Dort College Defenders, they're bidding for a return to Sioux City for the first time since 2008. Dort College was in this similar situation back in 2010 and lost in four to the College of St. Ambrose. Let's take a look at the matchup then between these two teams. First of all, for Cardinal Stretch, they were the runner-up in the Chicagoland Collegiate Athletic Conference. That's a mouthful. There was a 13-team conference. Trinity Christian earned the automatic berth, the first automatic berth with a champion, with the regular season championship. And then with them advancing to the championship match of their tournament, Cardinal Stretch got the second berth by virtue of the runner-up finish in that tournament. The Milwaukee, Wisconsin-based school is averaging 11.9 points per set with a 192 kill efficiency. The Wolves have limited opponents to a 112 kill efficiency and 10.4 kills per outing. Cardinal Stretch gets 2.3 points per set on blocks and 1.2 on service aces, and they are averaging 16.8 digs per contest. Monique Morris leads the team with 3.6 kills per set and has a 200 kill efficiency, and she gets to 3.7 digs per outing. Jackie Racine, Jasmine King, Paige Quinones, Amanda Allpool, and Gabrielle Babinski all average between 1.2 and 1.8 kills per outing as the Wolves employ two-setter offense predominantly. Kelsey Johnson and Tori Burke handle the setting with 5.9 and 5.6 assists, respectively. Melissa Murphy averages a team-high 4.8 digs per contest, while Quinones has a team-high 38 serves this season. King leads the team in blocks with a 1.2 average per game. Racine is averaging 0.8 blocks per contest. Jenna Jalicka has a 2.2 kills per set average with 2.3 digs, but has not played since a November 5 win over Trinity International. For the Dort College Defender women, they have been idle since a Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal loss to the Northwestern Red Raiders. It's bounce-back time for the Defenders. Dort College averages 13.4 kills per set for the 287 kill efficiency and limit opponents to 12.08 kills and a 182 kill efficiency. The Defenders score 2.1 points per set on blocks and average another 1.4 service aces per contest. Dort College gets to 15.8 digs per game. The Defenders are led by setter Kayla Gaysink. Gaysink is averaging 10.4 assists per set, 1.1 kills with a 4.27 kill efficiency. She gets to 2.4 digs and has 14 service aces. Brooke Waltersdorf, Jenna Horstman, and Lindsey Flohn all average right around 3 kills per set. Flohn has the highest kill efficiency of the three with a 3.69 season total, while Horstman is at 3.02, Waltersdorf is at 2.78. Megan Krausman puts down 1.9 kills. Elizabeth Keel is at 1.6. The Defenders are led in digs by Kayla Brookice with 5.1 kills, and Waltersdorf is at 2.4 kills. Solane Hahn has a team-high 32 ace serves. Jocelyn Bausma has 28 service aces and 1.8 digs per outing. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort. .edu. You are listening to Dort College Volleyball and the opening round of the NAIA National Championship. Let's take a break and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Matches decided earlier today. Georgetown defeated Lourdes 3-1. Park over Asbury of Kentucky 3-0. Trinity Christian dropped Bellevue 3-2. Embry-Riddle, a winner over Mobile, Alabama, 3-0. Wayland Baptist over Ottawa, 3-0. Spring Hill defeated Xavier. That's Spring Hill, Alabama, over Xavier of Louisiana, 3-2. And Indiana Wesleyan defeated Bryan of Tennessee, 3-0. Menlo plays Westmont this evening at 7 o'clock Pacific time. Cardinal Stritch playing Dort College. That's the match you're listening to. Cal State San Marcos is at the Masters. That's a 7 o'clock Pacific time start. Indiana University East is playing Grandview this evening in Des Moines. That's a 7:30 start time. And Rocky Mountain will play the College of Idaho at 7 o'clock Mountain time this evening. Let's take a look then at the probable lineups for tonight's match. And let's begin with the visitors from Cardinal Stritch. They hail out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and they are making their first ever volleyball national tournament berth. They are coached by Natalie Wilds. Some of the players you'll be hearing about include setter Kelsey Johnson, a 5'10 freshman from Rockton, Illinois, averaging 2 digs. She also has 17 ace serves this year. Tori Burke, and she is averaging right at 5 sets per contest, or assists per contest. Tori Burke is a 5'8 sophomore from Bartlett, Illinois, averaging 2 digs. She also has 17 ace serves, and she is averaging between 5 and 6 assists per contest as well. Monique Morris is an outside hitter. She's a 5'11 senior from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, averaging 3.7 digs, 3.6 kills, and 19 ace serves for the season. Jackie Racine's a middle blocker, 6'2 freshman from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Jasmine King is a 6'2 freshman from Olympia Fields, Illinois. She's averaging 1.8 kills per outing. Paige Quinones is a 5'10 outside hitter from La Puente, California, averaging 2.4 digs and 1.7 kills. She has 38 serves this season. Amanda Allpole is a 6'1 middle blocker from Neenah, Wisconsin. 1.5 kills per contest is her average. Gabrielle Babansky is a 6'1 junior from Prescott, Arizona, averaging 1.2 kills per outing. Jenna Jalicka is a 5'10 sophomore from Paddock Lake, Wisconsin, averaging 2.2 kills. And Melissa Murphy is the libero. She's a sophomore from Appleton, Wisconsin. She's 5'9". She's averaging 4.8 digs per outing. The Dort College defenders will have Kayla Gasing setting. She's a 5'9 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 10.4 assists, 1.1 kills, and 2.4 digs. Lindsey Flohn is a 6-foot middle blocker from Sioux Center, averaging 1.1 blocks and 2.7 kills. Kayla Brookheis is the libero. She's a 5'7 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 5.1 digs per contest. Jocelyn Bausma is a defensive specialist from Sheldon, Iowa. She's a 5'7 senior, averaging 1.8 digs per contest. Siri Nelson is a service specialist. She's a 5'5 junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She has 17 ace serves this year. Jenna Horseman is a 6-foot sophomore outside hitter from Pella, Iowa, averaging 2.9 kills per contest. Brooke Walterstorff is a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 3.0 kills and 2.8 digs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll pause now for our prayer, followed by our national anthem.
So we pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gifts and talents that are given to our young people. Talents and gifts that can be displayed not only in the arena like this, but also on the field, on the track, in the classroom, in the music room. We thank you for these gifts. We pray that they be used tonight on this playing field with a recognition that you are our creator, our gift giver, and the gifts and the talents that we've received come from you. Keep them all in your care. If you're safe, also have a good game of the officials to call fair game. And we pray that we may be able at the end to accept our wins with humility and our losses with grace. Forgive our brokenness and our failures. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, can you see?
Maddie Van Zolen, a member of the Dort College Volleyball Program, singing our national anthem again this evening. And as always, doing a nice job to set the tone, help set the tone for this evening's volleyball match. I was in the midst of telling you about the teams, the players for the Dort College Defenders. I believe I was through Megan Krausman, a 5'10 sophomore from Grundy Center, Iowa, averaging 1.4 dakes and 1.8 kills per contest. Selene Hahn is a 5'6 sophomore from Homer Glen, Illinois. She has 32 ace serves. That's tops on the team for the Defenders. And Elizabeth Keel rounds out the regular rotation for the Defenders. She's a 6-foot freshman from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 1.6 kills per outing. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. And the match is also available via webcast at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with First Serve from the DeWitt right after this. Well, I believe we are ready for volleyball. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Glad to have you along with me on this Saturday evening, a day that started early in terms of our broadcasting, a 1 o'clock start time for women's and men's basketball here at the DeWitt Gymnasium, and about 40 minutes following the conclusion of the Dort College Defender basketball sweep over Doan College. The court was transformed to volleyball, and that's where we stand right now. Served by Siri Nelson, and we are underway. Cardinal Stritch on the attack. Set goes to the middle, and a kill put down by Amanda Allpole. And Allpole makes it a 1-0 Cardinal Stritch lead. 1-0 our score. Allpole with the kill out of the middle. And Stritch Wolves, swift service. Set goes over to Walterstorff, unable to put it away. Dort College able to recover. Roll shot by Walterstorff. Cardinal Stritch on the attack and hitting it long and out of bounds. The attack error out of the middle by Jasmine King. And the Dort College Defenders are on the board. They tied up at 1-1. An attack error by King. And the Dort College Defenders now have service. Selene Hahn with serve. Low hard serve controlled by Stritch. Stritch on the attack. Set goes out of the middle. Saved by Hahn. Overpass. Stritch tries to put it away. They are unable to do so. Blocked back at him. But tooling it out of the bounce off of the block is Gabrielle Babinski. Babinski with the kill. So Babinski registers the kill for Cardinal Stritch. Stritch leads 2-1. Serving is Tori Burke for Cardinal Stritch. Burke with service. Dort College trailing 2-1. Set number one just underway. Short serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide. Walterstorff down the line and the kill. That, my friend, is not a fair fight. If you're not going to get the block over on Walterstorff on the slide, 9 times out of 10, she's going to put it away. And that time, there was no doubt about it. And Brooke Walterstorff smokes it down the line. Serving for the Defenders now will be Gasing. Three attackers in the front row for the Defenders. Stritch on the attack. Set goes outside. Roll shot and block. Walterstorff and Keel teaming up for the block on Jackie Racine. So the block registering the point. Dort College has their first lead of the ballgame at 3-2 here in set number one. Serving is Gasink. Low hard serve controlled by Stritch through the block. And a kill for Stritch. And coming up with the kill is Monique Morris. Morris ties it up with the kill. And the Dort College Defenders will get set to receive the serve from Monique Morris. Morris serves down the sideline, and it's wide and out of bounds. Service error, point, Dort College. Morris served to the sideline. And letting it go wide and out of bounds was Krausman. Jump serve by the Defenders. Walterstorff controlled by Stritch. Stritch on the attack, hitting it long and out of bounds. Point, Dort College on the attack error by Jackie Racine. Dort College has a 2-point lead as Racine hits it long and out of bounds. So the attack error by Stritch. Dort College leads 5-3. Low hard serve taken by the libero Murphy. From behind the spike line and hitting it off of the block is Jackie Racine. Racine gets the kill. Racine able to knock it off of the block for the kill. And Cardinal Stritch will have service. Serving for Stritch, and this is a player I didn't anticipate seeing. She did not play in the match. with Trinity Christian by what I was provided before the contest. That's Claire Crossfield with service. Attack by Horseman. Putting the block up in the middle is Keel. Now a joust in again. Keel knocks it down. Stretch able to recover. Now they're scrambling. And this will be passed over the net. Free ball to College. Walthersdorf gets it to Gasing. Gasing unable to get a clean set. And the point registered for Stritch, and they tie it up at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Serving again will be Crossfield. So Claire Crossfield is a freshman from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. York College set to receive the serve. Taken by Crossman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets high. Over to Crossman. Crossman, kill. Crossman with the kill. And the York College defenders have a 6-5 lead. Crossman with her first kill tonight. York College, of their 6 points, only two have come by kills. Serving for York College is Kayla Brookice. And an ace serve for Brookice. Brookice adds to her season total of 25 aces with her 26th. And the York College defenders in front by two at 7-5. 7-5 our score. Long serve taken by Stritch. Stritch on the attack and banging it off of the block for the kill is Jackie Racine. Racine with the kill. So far, York College having a tough time matching up with Cardinal Stritch's middles. I'm going to be fighting that all day. Called Doan as the opponent for 4 hours straight with basketball. Kelsey Johnson has service. Johnson served the back line and an ace serve for Johnson. We're tied up 7-7. Now both teams battling jitters, it would seem, early on. Neither team playing terribly cleanly. Johnson with service. She'll also set. Serve taken by Krausman. Set comes back over to Krausman. Krausman hits it long and out of bounds and stretches back in front, 8-7. So the attack error by Krausman. And Cardinal stretches back in front, 8-7. 8-7 our score. Serving is Johnson. Gasing has to run for it. Gets it over to Flown. Flown passes it over the net. Stretch. Able to scramble to it. Saved by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman banks it into the block. Saved by the defenders. Pushed over the net by Walthersdorf. Here comes Stritch. Stritch attacking out of the middle. And the kill for Amanda Allpool. Allpool with the kill. And the York College defenders have surrendered 4 points in a row. Allpool with her second kill. York College trailing 9-7. Johnson still with service, taken by Walthersdorf. Gets the pass over to Gasing. Gasing, keel, kill. Well, it doesn't appear to be much of a mystery. When York College gets into their offense, when their pass is to Gasing, where she doesn't have to run much for it, she has options, she's able to put it away. Jump serve by Bausma, controlled by Stritch. Stritch attacking and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Amanda Allpool. Allpool hits it wide, and the York College defenders have tied it up at 9-9 on the attack error. An attack error by Cardinal Stritch, taken by Johnson. Controlled, pushed over the net, and hitting it long and out of bounds. Cardinal Stritch Wolves hitting it long was Quinones, and the York College defenders lead it 10-9. 10-9 our score. Bausma serve taken by Stritch. Slide right side. Off of the hands. Brookice tracks after it. Keeps it in play. Krausman bumps it back up towards the net. Passed over the net. Free ball by Flown. Here comes Stritch. Stritch on the attack. Flown gets the block up. Now it's off high hands and a kill for Stritch and Allpool. Allpool with the kill. Ties it up at 10-10. 10-10 our score. Six ties already in this one. Serving for Stritch is Quinones. Quinones hits it wide and out of bounds. Point York College. Well, Stritch wearing black jerseys with dark crimson numbers, bordering on purple numbers. A little difficult to read on that black backdrop. A thin white outline. Stritch attacking. Off the hands and the kill. We're tied at 11-11. The kill by Jackie Racine, her third. Neither team has used a timeout yet, letting the ebb and flow work. Neither team is led by more than two. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back to the middle. Flown tips to the back line, out of bounds, point, Cardinal stretch. Flown hits it long and out of bounds. 12-11, Dort College, down by a point. Taken by Brookhouse, gets it over to Gasing. Slide, right side, Flown. Flown with a swing, controlled by Cardinal Stritch. Stritch attacking, roll shot, taken by Brookhouse, gets it over to Gasing. Comes back outside, Waltersdorf, blocked at the net, Bausma there for it. Set goes back over to Flown. Flown tips to the back corner, kill. Dort College trying to speed up their offense, and Lindsay Flown, the recipient of that quick set, and she gets the kill down. And the Dort College defenders and Cardinal Stritch Wolves tied 12-12 in set number one as the points are hard to come by. Serve is long and out of bounds by Hahn. And Stritch, now with a 13-12 lead, will serve. Tori Burke with service. Stritch with service. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. An overpass and pushing it to the sideline for the kill is Jasmine King. And just like that, Stritch has a 14-12 lead, matching their biggest lead of the match so far. Serving is Tori Burke. Burke serves short, taken by Bausma. Gets it left side over to Horstman. Horstman tools it over the block for the kill. Horstman with the kill. And for Jenna, that is her first. Dort College trailing 14-13. Serving is Kayla Gasink. Gasink short serve taken by Stritch. They'll attack. Set goes to the middle. King covered by Keel. Dort College attacking. Back over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Back-to-back kills by Horstman, and we're knotted at 14. Jenna Horstman with two kills, and the Dort College defenders have fought back to tie it at 14-all. Serving is Gasink for the defenders. Gasink, short serve, taken by Stritch, attacking. The dig by Brookhouse comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Here come the Wolves. From behind the spike line, roll shot, taken by Brookhouse. Free ball, Dort College, in effect. Set goes to Walterstorff. Blocked at the net, covered by Gasink, controlled by Dort College. Horstman. Horstman off high hands. Controlled by Stritch. Stritch attacking out of the middle, and the kill. Jasmine King with her second kill. Stritch retakes a narrow 15-14 lead. Stritch with service. This is Morris. Morris short serve taken by the defenders. Comes over to Gasink. Set goes middle. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf blocked at the net. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman goes cross court. Stritch keeps it in play. Will they get it over the net? They do, just barely. Waltersdorf, Gasink. Gasink outside Horstman. Horstman late a lot, arriving block, unable to put it away. Here comes Stritch. Wolves attacking. Roll shot, saved by Horstman. Taken by Gasink. Right side, Keel. Keel, cross court, kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill. Dort College ties it up 15-15. 15-15, our score. Waltersdorf has service. The jump serve is to the back line and long and out of bounds. So Walt with the service error. That's Brooke Waltersdorf. And the Dort College defenders will receive the serve now. Serving for the Wolves is Crossfield. I think that was her name. Set goes outside Krausman. Krausman to the back line and the kill. Crossman with the kill, ties it at 16. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Fast moving, set number one. Serving is Brookhouse. Brookhouse served to the sideline. Taken by Stritch. They attack from behind the spike line. Taken by Waltersdorf. Gasing throws it outside. Krausman. Krausman pops it over the box. Saved by Stritch. Stritch attacking. Set goes outside. Block! Keel and Flown with the block. 17-16, Dort College takes the lead on back-to-back points. Dort College with their second point off of blocks here in set number one. Quick attack to the middle and a kill out of the middle for Amanda Allpool. Allpool with her fourth kill by my count. And the Dort College defenders and Cardinal Stritch Wolves are tied at 17 apiece. Serving for the Wolves will be number three, Kelsey Johnson. Johnson with serve, and her jump serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing, slide right side. Flown, somehow able to wrap it around inside the antenna for the kill. 18-17 our score. Could we go an entire set with neither team calling a timeout? I doubt it. 18-17, Dort College with service. Bausma serve taken middle back by Racine. Dumped over, saved by Flohn. Dort College with a chance to go up two. Set outside, Krausman cuts it, unable to put it away. Here comes Stritch. Stritch unable to put it away. Quinones. Quinones unable to spike it down. Now Stritch reloading, and a kill for Stritch and Gabriel Babinski. Babinski with the kill, her second, and we're deadlocked at 18. This is tie number 12 already of set number one, as the two teams battle point and point, serving it wide and out of bounds. Quinones and Dort College retakes the lead. So a service error by Quinones. Dort College has service. This will be Siri Nelson, controlled by Doan, nearly an ace, pardon me, by Stritch. Dort College attacking. Comes outside, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf kill. Waltersdorf with the kill, and for Brooke, that's her second kill. No movement for a timeout yet from Natalie Wilds. Dort College, though, with 2 points of breathing room right here. Stritch trying to come back and tipping it to the sideline out of bounds. Point Dort College, and the defenders have their biggest lead of the contest. Attacking out of the middle was Allpole, and the Dort College defenders force Cardinal Stritch to use their first timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, opening round tournament play. Back with more in a moment. Cardinal Stritch able to come out of the timeout and tooling it off of the block for the kill for the Wolves. On the far side, I believe that was Monique Morris. Dort College leading 21-19. Set goes over to Flohn. Flohn with a tip and the kill. So Flohn responding with a tip and a kill, and if you're Dort College right now, all you're trying to do is play side-out volleyball. Flohn with her second kill unofficially. Stritch on the attack. Set goes outside, off high hand. Saved by Dort College. Here comes Stritch, though, and knocking down the overpass on the dig was Cardinal Stritch and Gabrielle Babinski. She makes it 22-20. 22-20, Dort College leading by two. Cardinal Stritch with service. And serving for the Wolves will be Tori Burke. 22-20, Dort College by a deuce. 22-20, Dort College on serve receive. Tori Burke to serve. Burke, serve taken by Nelson. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net point. Stritch. So a block put up by Stritch. Both of these teams are averaging right around 2 points per set off of blocks. And serving again for Stritch will be Tori Burke. Burke with service, trying to tie it up at 22-all. Big point here. Serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side. Waltersdorf, Waltersdorf banks it off of the tape, and sometimes it's better to catch the tape than to send it straight over. That goes straight over. It's possibly blocked. Instead, it catches the tape, does a hop, skip, and goes the length of the floor, or the width of the floor, and drops to the ground. Dort College leading 23-21, and they are serving with Gasing. Stritch on the attack. Set right side, blocked, but Horstman unable to close it on Melissa Murphy. That's not Murphy. Unable to make out that Stritch number. 23-22, Dort College by a point. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes out of the middle, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the kill. Brooke Waltersdorf for the fourth kill. And Dort College is now serving for the set. And a 1-0 lead in this best-of-five match. 24-22 our score. And Stritch will call the timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Nord College serving for the set, up 24-22. This set swung around with a three-point run by Dort College to go from tied 18 to 18 up 21-18. That put them in the driver's seat, and that's where they are right now. Brooke Walters, Dort has service. The defender faithful up on their feet. Jump serve taken by Stritch on the attack. Set goes to the middle. Keel puts the block up. Stritch able to scramble for it, and it's outside the antenna. Out of bounds, point Dort College. And the defenders win set number one by a final of 25-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, opening round volleyball action in the national championship. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders defeat Cardinal Stritch in set number one. Final score there, 25-22. As we get set for set number two, Dort College hit 281 for the set, 13 kills against 4 errors, 32 attacks. Cardinal Stritch, 15 kills, 7 errors, 36 attacks. 10 digs for the Wolves, 12 for the defenders. 2 blocks for the defenders, 1 officially for Cardinal Stritch. Kayla Gasing, 13 assists for the defenders. Lindsey Flohn, 3 kills. Brooke Walthersdorf, 4 kills. Cardinal Stritch, Monique Morris, 4 kills. Amanda Allpole, 4 kills. Gabrielle Babinski with 3. Kelsey Johnson with 7 assists. Tori Burke with 6. Kayla Burkeis, a team-high 4 defensive digs. Melissa Murphy had 4 digs as well. Dort College wins set 1, 25-22, and we get set for set number 2. Serving as Kelsey Johnson for the Wolves. Well, we wondered what kind of crowd we'd have on hand for tonight's contest. Turned out to be a pretty nice showing. Stritch pops it over the block. Saved by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf tip. Controlled by Stritch. Blocked. And the block put up by Walthersdorf and Flohn. Well, let's see if Dort College can relax a little bit. It seemed like set number one, they were just a little bit tense. Block put up by the defenders. Awfully glad for the defenders that they were able to pull that one out. Otherwise, the collar keeps getting tighter and tighter. A kill for Stritch off the left side. That's Paige Quinones. Quinones ties it up at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Serving for Stritch is Quinones. So Paige Quinones to line it up and send it over. Serve short, taken by Walthersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing, slide. Walthersdorf unable to put it away. Now here's Gasing. Gasing going to the sideline for the kill. Gasing that time on the overpass puts it away. Now Gasing against a 6-2 alignment. Probably won't be able to dump quite as much as she normally is able to, as there's a blocker on her or available to be on her on every rotation. Gasing with an ace serve. So Gasing with the ace for Kayla. That is her 15th ace serve this season. And the Dort College defenders lead 3-1. 3-1 our score. Gasing. Top spin serve controlled by Stritch. Set goes outside off high hand. Saved by Brookeis. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side. Comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Brookeis over to Gasing. Gasing sets it outside to Horstman. Horstman for the kill. Horstman with the kill. For Jenna Horstman, that's number 3. Jenna Horstman with her 3rd kill. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-1. Serve floater taken by Stritch. Unable to put it away. Well, they come up to the net now. Tip. and saved by the defenders. Keel sends it over, controlled by Cardinal Stritch. Somehow, Walthersdorf was able to get her hand on that ball as it was falling behind her. There is no substitute for quickness, but answering back out of the middle was a kill for Stritch. They make it 4-2, a point they probably should have won earlier. Dort College was able to scramble and keep it alive. Horstman with a tip, trying to tool it off of the block, and Stritch gets the block put up. And Dort College leads 4-3, and Stritch comes storming back. Cardinal Stritch with service. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the swing. Stritch scrambling and passed over the net. Free ball to Dort College. Walthersdorf, Gasing, Gasing, Horstman. Horstman blocked at the net. Now a joust and tooling it off of the block is Monique Morris, and we're tied up 4-4. 4-4 our score. Second tie of set number two. Dort College won set one, 25-22. Taken by Dort College, Keel with a kill. Well, Cardinal Stritch really loading up their blocks on the leading hitters for Dort College, so you might have to look somewhere else if you're Dort College. Walthersdorf with the serve, taken by Stritch, and Stritch out of the middle. That's Monique Morris. Morris with another kill. Morris ties it up at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Serving for Stritch will be Tori Burke. Burke with service. Burke with 17 ace serves this season. Her team has fought back to tie it up 5-5. Taken by Krausman. Gasing has to run for it. Gets it back right side over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Jenna Horstman with her fourth kill by my count. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 6-5. Set number one was point and point play. Let's see if set number two is any different. Set comes right side, over the top of the block. Brookice with a diving save, controlled by Stritch. Set goes to the middle, and off of the block for the kill is Jasmine King. King ties it up 6-6. Well, no, they're going to call a lift on her. An illegal contact called on King. Serve to the sideline. Take it by Stritch. Stritch down 7-5. Now Dort College on the attack. Set comes over to Keel. Keel with a swing. Blocked at the net, though, by Morris. Morris with the block. 7-6. Dort College up by a point. Serving for Cardinal Stritch is Monique Morris. Morris with service. Morris, low hard serve, taken by the defenders. Gasing for the bump set, gets it over to Keel. Keel off high hands, controlled by Stritch. Stritch on the attack, blocked at the net. Stritch will reload. Set comes right side, over the top of the block. Saved by the defenders, Walthersdorf keeps it in play. Pushed over the net by Floan, controlled by Stritch. They'll set to the middle, and the kill out of the middle for Jasmine King. King with four kills. King with another kill, ties it up at 7-7. Tie number four of set number two. Stritch has service. This is Morris again, taken by Gasing. Comes back over to Floan. Floan banks it off of the block for the kill. Floan with the kill. And for Lindsay, that's number three. Serving for the defenders will be Bausma. Bausma has service. And Bausma's jump serve, taken by Stritch. They have to scramble for it. Set goes outside, popped over the block, saved by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Floan. Floan off high hands, controlled by Stritch. Stritch attacking, passed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Floan gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside, Krausman. Krausman through the block. Now an overpass, and putting it away is Floan. Floan with the kill. Floan with the kill. Her fourth, as that ball was hanging above the net. She put it away. Serving for Dort College is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma, short serve, taken by Stritch. They'll attack. Set goes to the middle. And just getting it over the top of the block is King for the kill. She's got five. King with a kill. Dort College leading 9-8. Crossfield has service for Stritch. Cardinal Stritch with service. And the Wolves will line it up. And send it over. Take it by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside it comes. Krausman with the kill. Krausman goes up unblocked, and she puts it away. For the sophomore from Grundy Center, that's her second kill this evening. 10-8, Dort College leading by a deuce. Dort College one set one, 25-22. Helped over the net, saved by Dort College. Walterstorff-Gasing. Gasing dumps it, controlled by Stritch. Stritch on the attack, blocked by Flohn, controlled by Stritch. Stritch from behind the spike line. Nearly a kill, and it is a kill. The roll shot by Monique Morris, her fifth. And the Dort College defenders just unable to shake this pesky Cardinal Stritch team. Every time it looks like Dort College is going to put together a little run, Cardinal Stritch able to put a point together. And Kelsey Johnson now serving, trying to tie it up at 10-10. Johnson serve, a floater taken by Bausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside, Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the roll shot and the kill. Walterstorff with the kill. And for Brooke, that's number five unofficially. 11-9, our score. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn. Hahn, short serve, taken by Stritch. Attack to the middle. Nelson there for the cover. Dump and a kill for Gasing. Gasing makes it 12-9. Dort College in front. Gasing with her second kill this evening. Serving for the defenders will be Hahn. Hahn serves it squarely into the net. And I believe that is the second service error by the defenders this evening. Beg your pardon, third. They had two in set number one. It's their first of set number two. Dort College leading 12-10. Stritch has service taken by Nelson. Nearly an overpass, and the joust one out by Gasing. Gasing goes up, fights the joust out with Amanda Allpohl. And Allpohl unable to win out that time, and Gasing with her third kill of set number two. 13-10, Dort College leading. Gasing now serving, so she'll be setting out of the back row. Three attackers in the front. They're Keel, Horstman, and Walterstorff. Blocked at the net. Keel and Walterstorff put the block up on the attack by Morris. Point Dort College, and the defenders open up a 14-10 lead. 14-10, our score. Served by Gasing is in the net. So a service error by the defenders. And Melissa Murphy now has service. Floater taken by Walterstorff. Overpass and putting it away. Out of the middle on the overpass is Jasmine King. She's got six kills. And that makes it a two-point ball game. Murphy serve taken by Krausman. Set goes outside. Horstman dug by Murphy. Set left side. Over the top of the block. Around the block was Morris. Dort College attacking Keel. Keel tools it off of the block for the kill. Don't want to forget about Elizabeth Keel over on the right side. As Coach Chad Hansen said, she hits one of the heaviest balls, if you will. Tough to block and tough to get a hand on. Dort College leading 15-12, serving as Walterstorff. Knuckleball taken by Stritch. Blocked at the net, the tip attempt. Now the overpass, and putting it down is Keel. Elizabeth Keel with her fifth kill. She now shares match honors with a couple other players. Actually, Jasmine King has six kills for match honors. She shares game honors with Walterstorff. And an ace serve. An ace serve for Walterstorff. Brooke Walterstorff with her first ace. Ace number three of the night for the defenders. And Walterstorff served down the line. Taken by Stritch. Stritch attacking over the top of the box. Saved by Walterstorff. Comes to the middle. Keel. Keel blocked at the net. And a double contact, but down on Stritch's side. Elizabeth Keel with her sixth kill. Dort College leads 18-12. And Dort College up by six. And Coach Wilds electing to let it ride for the time being for Cardinal Stritch, taken by the Wolves. Wolves attacking, set left side through the block, saved by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside, Krausman. Krausman tools it off the block, another kill. And Coach Wilds has seen enough on the Stritch bench. A 5-point run by the defenders, and they've opened up a 19-12 advantage. Timeout, Cardinal Stritch, Dort College leading one set to nothing. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. 19-12, Dort College by 7, set number 2. Cardinal Stritch facing a critical juncture, and they go to Jasmine King, and King puts it away. She also had the last kill for Stretch. Dort College leading 19-13. Dort College on the verge of going up 2-0. They can play side-out volleyball from here on out. Tori Burke with service, taken by Bruckeyes. Set goes over to Horseman. Horseman goes cross-court with it, dug by Stretch. Stretch unable to put it away. Dort College attacking. Gasing, right side, Horseman. Horseman with the swing and the kill. The kill for the defenders. And I believe that one went to Horstman, I said. Dort College leading 20-13. Short serve taken by Stretch. Stretch attacking and hitting it wide and out of bounds. No touch at the net. The attack error by Monique Morris. And the Dort College defenders open up a 21-13 advantage. 8-point lead for the defenders. Short serve taken by Stretch. Stretch attacking, pushed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Comes to Gasing. Gasing, flown around the block. Saved by Stretch. Wolves attack, blocked at the net. Stretch unable to keep it in play. That was Monique Morris who had a last chance at it. And the Dort College defenders lead at 22-13 in set number two. Serve is long and out of bounds by Bruckeyes. So Bruckeyes with the service error, leaving the door open for Cardinal Stretch. They trail 22-14. And the short serve taken by Waltersdorf gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side, Keel. Keel with a kill. 23-14 our score. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. She's got seven. And the Dort College defenders own a 9-point lead. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma, jump serve, taken by Stretch, attacking, set goes right side, saved by Bausma, kept it in play, Gasing's going to be called for a lift. Double contact actually called on Gasing. ...23-15, the ball handling error on Gasing. Dort College still up by eight, and 2 points away from taking a 2-0 lead in this match. Short serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing. Pushed up and over. Waltersdorf attacking. Gasing goes to the back corner for the kill. Gasing with the kill. She's got four. And the defenders lead 24-15. 24-15 our score. Dort College on set point. And the serve is long and out of bounds. Point Cardinal Stretch on the service error. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And Cardinal Stretch to serve, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing, bump set outside, Waltersdorf, roll shot, kill. Waltersdorf with the kill. And the Dort College defenders win set number two by a final score of 25-16. 25-16 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading 2-0 on the Cardinal Stretch Wolves. Through two sets, Dort College hitting 373, and they got it rolling in set number two. 18 kills, 2 errors, 35 attacks. That figures out to a 457 kill efficiency, while Cardinal Stretch went the other way. 9 kills, 4 errors, 30 total attacks, 167 for the match. Dort College led by Lindsay Flohn, Elizabeth Keel with 7. 6 for Brooke Waltersdorf, 5 for Jenna Horstman and Lindsay Flohn, 4 for Kayla Gasing, and 4 for Megan Krausman. For Cardinal Stretch, Monique Morris with 8 kills. Jasmine King had 6. 4 for Amanda Allpohl. Kelsey Johnson with 10 assists. Tori Burke with 9. The defenders, Kayla Gasink with 25 assists. Kayla Burkeis has 10 digs. 6 for Monique Morris and Melissa Murphy for the Wolves. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Well, Dort College leading 2-0. Glad to have you along with me on this chilly Saturday evening. Winter arrived in a hurry, it felt like. At least there isn't 6 inches of snow outside, but definitely feels like winter today. Doubleheader of basketball and a doubleheader of volleyball. A touch at the net called by the Dort on the Dort College defenders, and Cardinal Stritch gets the point. Amanda Allpohl with the kill out of the middle, I believe. So Allpohl gives Stritch a 1-0 lead. Gasing throws it outside. Waltersdorf with the kill. Dort College leading 2-0. Now the question is, can Dort College keep the momentum rolling that they have built? Serving is Hahn. Stritch able to scramble to it. Hahn sends it over to Gasing. Gasing, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf down the line. Another kill for Brooke. Brooke with 7. Dort College leads it 2-1. 2-1 our score. Short serve controlled by Murphy. Saved by Gasing. Kept it alive. Got it over to Hahn. Now an overpass and a kill for Gabriel Babinski. Babinski with 4 kills. It's 2-2. So Babinski with a kill. Serving for Cardinal Stritch is Tori Burke. Burke serves short, nearly an ace, and it is an ace. So Burke with the ace. And I believe that is number one tonight for Cardinal Stritch in terms of service aces. Oh, beg your pardon, they had one earlier. Set goes outside. Horseman. Horseman with a swing and the kill. Dort College's defense definitely clicking better than it did in set number one. And as I said, they just played a little tight. I don't know if nerves is the right word, but definitely not relaxed. And here in sets two and the beginning of set number three, Dort College a little more relaxed. And why wouldn't they be? They have taken a 2-0 lead. Hitting it long and out of bounds is Gabriel Babinski. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-3. Now, that wasn't Babinski, that was King. Beg your pardon. That's a 10, not an 18. Serve to the sideline. Take by Stritch. Stritch attacking. Set outside Morris. Morris unable to put it away. Dort College attacking. Set comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman with another kill. She's got 6. So Dort College leads it 5-3. Gasing with service. You think if Dort College can get a 5 or 6 point lead here in set number 3, it's going to be awfully hard for Cardinal Stritch. Down ball by Brookice, blocked right back at the defenders. Krausman from behind the spike line with a swing. Dug by Racine with a swing. Dug by Dort College. Dort College blocks it back. Cardinal Stritch now throws it over. Krausman, Gasing, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing. And the overpass, and putting it down is Horstman. Horstman with the kill. She's got 7. Dort College leads 6-3. In set number 3, Dort College leads in the match 2-0. Gasing with service, Stritch scrambling. A down ball by Racine, taken by Dort College. Set right side, Keel with a kill. Well, if you're Cardinal Stritch, you've got to think about using an early timeout here. Dort College has the train rolling down the track, and either try to slow it up or dig yourself too deep a hole, and right now they're in danger of that, trailing 7-3. Gasing with service, knuckleball to the back line, taken by Murphy, passed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Waltersdorf, Gasing, Waltersdorf taps it over, controlled by Stritch. Dort College attacking again, That was a pass by Walter, by Brookice, and tooling it off of the block for the kill is Horstman. Horstman with eight kills. Dort College leads 8-3. Dort College right now on a 6-0 run. Dort College leading 8-3, saved by Cardinal Stretch. Roll shot, and a double contact called on Walterstorff on the swing and kill. Was that Morris? I believe it was Morris, number 8. She's got 6 kills. And that ends the run of 6 points in a row by the defenders. Serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing slide right side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff with another kill. Walterstorff with 8 kills. And the defenders lead 9-4. 9-4 our score, serving for Dort College. They've got a 2-0 lead. Walterstorff serve back line. Taken by Morris. Set goes outside off of the block. Saved by Brookice. Unable to keep it in play was Krausman. Point. Cardinal Stretch. It's 9-5. 9-5 our score. Serve taken by Dort College and Krausman. Set right side. Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman with a 9 kills. And the Dort College lead is 10-5. 10-5 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Brookice, saved by Cardinal Stretch. Stretch attacking into double contact. Called on the setter, Tori Burke, Point Dort College. So a ball handling error by Cardinal Stretch and their setter Burke. Dort College leads 11-5. Brookice to the sideline. Burke chases it, gets to it. Tooling it off the block for the kill is Paige Quinones. Quinones with her second kill. Well, Dort College definitely in the driver's seat here, up 11-6. And serving for Cardinal Stretch is Kelsey Johnson. Johnson serve taken by the defenders. Gasing gets it back over to Keel. Keel tips down the sideline of the kill. Pretty heady game so far by Elizabeth Keel. 1.6 kills per set. She's done much better than that here this evening. She's got 7 unofficially. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Low hard serve taken by Stretch. Stretch attacking. Set goes right side off of the block for the kill. Amanda Allpole with the kill. She's got 7 by my count. And the Dort College defenders lead it 12-7. Set number 3 of this best of 5 match. Dort College leading 2-0. And the serve by Cardinal Stretch, nearly an ace, and it will go as an ace. An ace serve for the Wolves. And Quinones. Quinones makes it 12-8. 12-8 our score. Short serve taken by Dort College. Flown with a kill. Lindsay Flown with her 5th kill by my count. Dort College leads it 13-8. 13-8 our score. Dort College in the driver's seat, up 2-0, winning sets 1 and 2, 25-22 and 25-16. Dort College gets a block put up on the attack. Here's Gasink with the set right side. Flown taps it over the net, controlled by Stretch. Stretch attacking over the top of the block, and a kill for the Wolves. And Monique Morris. Morris with her 7th kill. 13-9. Taken by Dort College and Bausma. Walterstorff tips it around the block. Saved up and over by Stretch. Dort College attacking. Flown tips to the back line of the kill. Lindsay Flown with 6 kills unofficially. And the Dort College defenders leading 14-9. Trying to win the race to 15 here in set number 3. Serving is Selene Hahn. Taken by Stretch. Stretch attacking. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Hahn. Up and over. And a kill for Hahn. That's one of those clumsy plays for scorekeeping, but you've got to give it to someone. And Hahn will get the kill by passing it over the net. Found the sideline, and the Dort College defenders lead at 15-9. Dort College trying to put the block up and getting the kill down is Monique Morris. She's got 8. And the Dort College defender lead is 15 to 10. Neither team has used a timeout yet. I don't believe Dort College has used a timeout all evening. Serving for Stritch is Tori Burke. Burke's serve, taken by Waltersdorf, got her over to Gasing, comes back over to Horstman. Horstman hits it wide and out of bounds. So Horstman with the attack here. It's been a while since Dort College had an attack here. I believe that's their first one here in set number 3. Serve to the back line, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing, throws it outside to Horstman. Horstman off the block, saved by Stritch. Stritch attacking, set right side. Dug up and over. Racine with the swing. It was dug up and over by Brookice. Here's Morris. Morris with the swing. Unable to put it away. Dort College attacking. Pump set goes over to. Goes over to the Dort College defenders. A Stritch player called for being in the net, I believe. Dort College leads at 16 to 11. The simple thing to do there would be give a kill for the Dort College defenders. Dort College lead at 16 to 11. Gasing serve to the back line. Taken by Murphy. Set goes to the middle. King. King unable to put it away. Here's Dort College and the defenders unable to salt the point away. And Cardinal Stritch has cut it down to 16 to 12. 16 to 12 our score. Morris has service. So Morris with serve. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide right side. Keel. Keel into the net. Point. Cardinal Stritch. Keeled, not much she could do with that one. And now the Stritch Wolves trying to stage a comeback here in set number 3, trailing 2-0. They don't want to go back to Milwaukee just yet. Monique Morris serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets to the middle, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a kill. Brooke Waltersdorf with her 9th kill. And the Dort College defenders lead at 17-13. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Serve catches the tape, rolls over. Here comes Stritch. Stritch attacking down the line and the kill for Quinones. Quinones with the kill, her 3rd. Quinones makes it a 17-14 set number 3 score. Dort College down 3. Serving for Stritch is Claire Crossfield. Dort College attacking. Set goes over to Horstman. Horstman unable to put it away. Now Stritch reloading. And Amanda Allpole coming through with a kill. She's got 8. 17-15. Dort College seeing their lead dwindle. They were up by as many as 13-8. And actually were up 8-3 early. Looked like they might run away and hide with this one. Keel blocked at the net. Point Stritch. So a block put up by Cardinal Stritch, and the Dort College defenders are forced to use a timeout. 17-16, Dort College down a point, or up a point, I should say, set number 3, leading the match 2-0. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Serving for Cardinal Stritch will be Claire Crossfield. So Crossfield with service, Dort College leading 17-16. And Crossfield serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing, comes out of the middle, Horstman hits it into the net, we're tied up. An attack error by the defenders, they have the right play called. Horstman unable to execute though as she hits it into the net, point, Cardinal Stritch. We're tied up at 17 all in set number 3. Crossfield with service. Taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing, comes outside, Krausman with a kill, needed that one. So Krausman with the kill, ending the 4-point run by the Cardinal Stritch Wolves. And Dort College back in front by a point. Serving is Brookice, taken by Murphy. Stritch on the attack, and tooling it off the block for the kill is Quinones. Quinones with the kill. We're tied up at 18. This is our 4th tie of set number 3. Dort College leads in the match 2-0. And serving for the Stritch Wolves is Kelsey Johnson. Johnson serve, taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gaysink, comes out of the middle. Keel with a tip. Dug up and over by Stritch. Dort College reloads, comes back over to Flohn. Flohn hits it wide and out of bounds, and Stritch has the lead. Flohn with the attack error. Now Dort College has to scrap. They trail by one, 19-18. Serving is Kelsey Johnson. Dort College needs a point. Short serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gaysink. Back set to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Here comes Stritch. Stritch, Quinones blocked at the net. Stritch trying to load up. They'll send it over to Quinones again. Unable to put that one down. Dort College attacking to Krausman. Roll shot. Blocked. Krausman able to get the ball back up and over. Stritch answers. Now here's Krausman again off high hands. Saved by Murphy. Stritch attacking again. Quinones hits it to the back line and the kill. Quinones getting hot here. She has five kills. And the Stritch Wolves have taken a 20-18 lead by scoring seven of the last 8 points. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College has used up both of their timeouts. Cardinal Stritch has service, trying to force this to a fourth set. Dort College leads 2-0. And Kelsey Johnson has service. Dort College needs a couple of points back. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back middle. Keel with a swing on the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her ninth kill. And the Dort College defenders lead it. Trail it 20-19. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma has service. And the senior from Sheldon sends it over. Taken by Stritch. Right side. And hitting it down the line for the kill is Amanda Allpohl. Allpohl with 9 kills. Dort College trails 21-19. Cardinal Stritch turning the momentum around in this one. Dort College was up at 1 point, 17-13. Cardinal Stritch, though, has taken a 21-19 lead here in set number 3. And an overlap called on the Cardinal Stritch, on the defenders. Stritch server, an overlap called. Quinones taking her time. And the Dort College defenders defensively moving just a little bit too soon. Taken by Brookice. Bausma has to chase after it. Sent over the net by Flohn. Free ball. Here comes Stritch. Stritch attacking. Set to the middle. And the kill for Stritch. And Amanda Allpohl. Allpohl with 10 kills. Well, if Dort College doesn't turn this one around quickly, we're going to be headed to set number 4. Serving is Quinones. Taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman hits it long and out of bounds. Point Stritch. And Stritch has taken a 24-19 lead. 24-19 our score. This one turned around quickly. They have scored 11 of the last 13 points has Stritch. Dort College sends it over. Gaysink able to send it over. Stritch will now pass it over. Free ball, Dort College. Comes back over to Gaysink. Gaysink to Flohn. Flohn into the net. Point, Cardinal Stritch. And the Dort College defenders now need to regroup. Stritch wins set 3. 25-19. We head to set number 4 with Dort College leading 2-1. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Dort College let that one slip away in set number 3. They're up 17-13. Cardinal Stritch closed on a 12-2 run to win it 25-19. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by the Van England Hoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. By the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Cardinal Stritch has service to start set number 4. Dort College for the match, hitting 337. Stritch hitting 271. Dort College hurt by some errors, though, in set number three. Dort College gets a block put up on the first attack by Stritch out of the middle. Dort College leads it 1-0. 1-0 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn. Hahn served down the line, taken by Stritch. Stritch attacking, set goes left side, off high hands, pushed back over. Waltersdorf, and a joust one out by Gasing. Gasing makes it 2-0. Kayla Gasing with her fifth kill. Four of them coming in set two. A fifth one coming here in set four. Floater by Hahn, taken by Murphy. Set goes right side, block at the net. Put up by Horstman and Waltersdorf, Point Dort College. Defenders lead 3-0. Well, don't let this fool you. Dort College jumped out to a big lead early in set number three as well. They got up 8-3 before Stritch stormed back, and now we've got an overlap called on Cardinal Stritch. And we've now seen one called on both teams. 4-0, Dort College in front, set number four. Dort leading 2-1. Overpass, and putting it down is Horstman. Horstman with the kill. And serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn again. Hahn served to the back line is long and out of bounds. So a service error by Hahn. And the Dort College defenders lead 5-1. Serving is Murphy. Murphy with service. Murphy has service. And the serve is short, taken by the defenders, and King tries to put it away. Horstman is there to dig it up. Set comes back over to Horstman. Horstman blocked. Dort College saves it off of a shoe top. Saved by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Waltersdorf with a swing. Saved by Murphy. Stritch will throw it over. Saved by Brookice again. Here comes Dort College. Gasing tips to the back line. Saved by Stritch. Stritch scrambling. Waltersdorf there to try and put it away. Now Dort College will reload. Brookice Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Horstman. Horstman tips it over. Tipped back by Stritch. Dort College attacking. Set right side. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf blocked at the net. Point Stritch. The block put up by Cardinal Stritch. And the Dort College defender lead is 5-2. Murphy with service. Taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Tipped down the line. Dug by Murphy. Overhand. And with the swing for Stritch on the sideline is Babinski, I believe. Not easy to read those numbers by any means. Serve taken by Bausman. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back outside to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Well, that's number 19. That was Babinski with that last kill for Stritch. Horstman answering with a kill of her own. And for Jenna Horstman, that is her 10th unofficially. That should be 11, actually, for her now. An overpass, and Waltersdorf and Kiel go up to put it away. Take your pick on who will get credited for that kill. Dort College leads it now 7-3. I'll go with Waltersdorf for the time being. She entered the set with 11 kills, now has 12 by my count. Set comes right side. Babinski with the swing and the kill. Babinski with her fifth kill unofficially. And now Cardinal Stritch will serve. Serving for the Stritch Wolves will be Tori Burke. Dort College leads 7-4. Set number four. Burke's serve, long, taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman from behind the spike line. And a double called on the Stritch Wolves. Tori Burke whistled for the illegal contact. Serving is Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf serve taken by Murphy. Set comes back right side, and a block put up on the attack by Morris. Dort College leads 9-4. Serving for the defenders is Waltersdorf again, taken by Murphy. Stritch gets to it. Roll shot just over the net. Krausman there to cover it. Gasing throws it backside over to Horstman. Horstman tips to cross court and gets the kill. Well, if you're Dort College, you don't want to leave any doubt here in set number four. Set number three, you relax just a little bit. Cardinal Stritch came storming back. Taken by Murphy. The serve from Waltersdorf and hitting it to the back line for the kill is Cardinal Stritch. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Stritch, serve received, taken by Brookice. Comes back right side over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. 11-5, Dort College in front. Horstman with 12 kills unofficially. So Dort College up 6, matching their 10-4 lead. Serve taken by Stritch. Set goes to the middle. And a double contact called on Kayla Gasink on the dig attempt. It's 11-6. Kill out of the middle for King, I believe. Jasmine King with her 8th kill. Serving Cardinal Stritch in Monique Morris. Morris served down the line, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Keel. Keel nothing to do with it but send it over. Here comes Stritch. Left side attack. Unable to put it away was Quinones. Hitting it long. Waltersdorf goes after it. Controlled by Stritch on the pushback by Flohn. Swing by Stritch. Saved by Dort College. They send it over. Here comes Cardinal Stritch. Tipped down the sideline. Saved by Brookice. Now joust at the net. Winning out that time is Cardinal Stritch and Jackie Racine. 11-7 our score. Dort College up by 4 in set number 4. Serving for Cardinal Stritch is Claire Crossfield. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasink, comes back outside to Krausman. Krausman off high hand, saved by Stritch. Set left side, Quinones, unable to put it away. Brookice gets to it for the second contact, passed over the net by Krausman. Here comes Stritch. Stritch attacking out of the middle, one arm stab, saved by Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf able to send it over, and it drops to the floor. Waltersdorf with a stab save. Just simply sticking her arm out, keeping it in play. Dort College leads it 12-7. It glanced off of a potential blocker back to the Cardinal Stritch back row. Now Stritch passes over the net, free ball. Bausma, Gasink, outside, Krausman. Krausman down the line, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Stritch. Cardinal Stritch trails 12-8. Krausman with the attack error. Dort College leading 12-8. And Stritch has service. Taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasink, comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a kill. Lindsay's been quiet for a while. Good to see her get her 7th kill on that slide to the right. Dort College leads it 13-8. Dort College hitting for a 331 kill efficiency here in this match. Set right side, over the top of the block, overhand saved by Nelson. Dort College pushed over the net by Waltersdorf, controlled by Stritch. Set left side, Quinones. Quinones with the swing, dug by Brookice. Gasink outside, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing, and we've got a player on the net for Stritch. Point, Dort College on the kill for Waltersdorf. Dort College leads 14-8. Siri Nelson has service. Dort College leading. And Siri Nelson serves it all into the net. Point Stritch. 14-8. Beg your pardon, 14-9. Nelson with the service error. So Dort College up by 5. Trying to put this one away in 4. They lead 2-1. They won sets 1-2, 25-22, and 25-16. Cardinal Stritch staged a comeback in set number 3 to force set number 4. And Lindsay Flohn out of the middle with a quick attack. She's got 8 kills. Flohn, no doubt about that one, goes to the middle and goes from right to left, putting that one down on the sideline. Selene Hahn serve, taken by Stritch, attacking, and a kill from the left side by Monique Morris. She's got 9. Stritch continuing to hang around. Dort College in a similar position in set number three, unable to close it. Serve taken by Nelson, controlled. Gaysink with a dump and the kill. If you don't honor it, Gaysink will make you pay, and she's got six kills unofficially. And the Dort College defenders lead at 16-10. You play side-out volleyball here, you win, and you go to the final site of the national tournament in Sioux City in a week and a half. Gaysink served to the back line, taken by Stritch. Stritch attacking, and they aren't going to get it over. And a serve for the defenders. Kayla Gaysink with the ace. She's got two. And the Dort College defenders lead it 17-10. Timeout on the floor, charge two, Cardinal Stritch. And Coach Natalie Wilds back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Going through some emails, and Quentin Vanessen saying hello from sunny Cancun. Glad you're listening and taking a little time from the beach. Mr. Vanessen, Dort College leading 17-10. Trying to put it away in four. Attack out of the middle and a kill for the Cardinal Stritch Wolves and Jasmine King. Also, my condolences, Rick Schmecker, forced to listen to me for a third time today. Rick, my counterpart in Crete, Nebraska at Doan College, keeping up with the happenings of the GPAC today. 17-11, Dort College up by six. Dort College, an open shot at it. Here's Horseman blocked at the net. Now an overpass. Look out, King. King with a kill. Well, you cannot afford to allow Cardinal Stritch to go on a run if you're Dort College. For Stritch, they're trying to gather momentum and steal another set. They came back late in set three to force set number four. Waltersdorf gets it over to Brookeis. Brookeis sets it over to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Dort College didn't have many options that time, and let's see if Coach Chad Hansen, he likes to use a timeout a little bit earlier. Right now, he's going to let it ride. 17-13, our score. Cardinal Stritch has service. Stritch with serve. This is Burke. Short serve taken by the defenders. Gaysink comes middle. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a tap over and the kill. Waltersdorf with a team-high 14 kills by my count. And the defenders lead 18-13. The winner advances to the 24-team national tournament final site in Sioux City. Set goes left side over the top of the block. And the ball ends up over the net, down on the stretch side. Dort College leads it 19-13. Busted play. Gaysink at the last instant, realizing she's in the back row. She cannot go up and make contact. And the Dort College defenders, an ace serve for Brooke Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with an ace serve, and the Dort College defenders lead it 20-13. Dort College pulling away. Let's see if they can finish the deal. Serve down the line, taken by Cardinal Stritch. Passed over the net, free ball. Waltersdorf, Gaysink. Gaysink, Keel. Keel blocked at the net by King. Point, Cardinal Stritch. So King registers the block. Dort College leads 20-14. Dort College still in great shape, though. Just play side out. Don't allow any runs. Long a serve taken by Krausman. Gets it right side over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. 21-14. Jenna Horseman with a baker's dozen unofficially. And the Dort College defenders now 4 points away from a trip to Sioux City. And Coach Wilds a little late in getting that timeout called for. The serve was already set in motion. Saved by the defenders. Keel pushed over the net by Flohn. Controlled by Stritch. Set goes to the middle. King. King blocked at the net but out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. So King tools it off of the block for the kill. She's got 10 unofficially. And the Dort College lead is 21-15. Dort College 4 points away from Sioux City. Monique Morris with service. Serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back outside Krausman. Krausman with a tip. Controlled by Cardinal Stritch. Set goes right side Quinones. And a kill. That's Racine. Racine with her fifth kill. And the Dort College lead has been whittled down to five. Serving is Cardinals stretch. Jump serve taken by the defenders. Get it over to Gaysink. Comes back outside to Krausman. Krausman with a swing. Saved by Stretch. Dort College gets the dig up. Here's Keel. Keel off high hands. Stretch scrambles. Passed over the net by Racine. Saved by Waltersdorf. Pushed over the net by Keel to the back corner. Saved by Stretch. Set right side. Blocked at the net. The attack by Alpol. Stretch unable to put it away. Gaysink gets the dig. Set comes back over to Krausman. Krausman unable to put it down. Set comes left side. Quinones saved by Brookes. Gets it over to Gaysink. Quick attack. Flown. Flown unable to put it down. Stretch scrambles. They get it over to Morris. Morris unable to put it down. Comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. ...22-16 our score. Dort College by 6. And Cardinal Stretch wants a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads at 22-16. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College in front. In the driver's seat, leading 2-1. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Jocelyn Bosmode service taken by Cardinal Stretch. Set goes outside Quinones. Blocked at the net. Point Dort College. Dort College now 2 points away from Sioux City in the 24-team final sight field. Serving is Bausma. Jocelyn, jump serve taken by Cardinal Stretch, and hitting from the outside is Quinones for the kill. Quinones with the kill. And for Paige Quinones, that's number 6 tonight. 23-17 our score. And serving for Cardinal Stretch is Kelsey Johnson. Johnson serve taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink. Flown blocked at the net, covered by Gaysink. Flown will now throw it outside to Krausman. Krausman into the net. Point Cardinal Stretch. Krausman with the attack error. 23-18, Dort College by 5. Cardinal Stretch has service. Taken by Brookeis, gets it over to Gaysink, comes outside to Krausman. Krausman with a swing, overpass, flown, trying to put it away, overhand save by Stretch. Set left side, Kraus to Quinones. Quinones off of the block for the kill. As Dort College is unable to seal the block. And Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. Dort College leading in set 4, 23-19. Cardinal Stretch putting some heat on. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman. Serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Earlier today, the Dort College women's volleyball team, sixth place finish at the NAI National Meet in Lawrence, Kansas. Dort College basketball swept a pair from Doan in GPAC play. Dort College men had a pretty good showing as well for their two runners, Nathan Jackson and Nick Vanderkoy. Now the Dort College women trying to advance beyond the opening round of the national championship. Flown power tips it, controlled by Stretch. Quinones pops it over the block, saved by Brookeis, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink tips to the sideline of the kill. Heady play by the junior. Dort College now serving for the set and the match. Dort College leading 24-19. Serving is Siri Nelson, the junior from Sioux Falls. Short serve taken by Stretch. Set left side, Quinones. Block put up. Flown in Gaysink. And the Dort College defenders are advancing. The Dort College defenders winners over the Cardinal Stretch Wolves. 25-22, 25-16, 19-25, and 25-19. Dort College will now await their assignment, the pool assignments. Those will come out, I believe, at some point tomorrow. Six pools of four teams each advancing to the NAIA National Championship final site. And the Dort College defenders win their 23rd match in 30 tries. 3-1 over Cardinal Stritch. Stritch sees their season come to a close at 28-13. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break. Can be back with a wrap-up. The Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. For the first time since 2008, the Dort College Defender volleyball team is advancing to the final site of the NAIA National Championship Volleyball, Volleyball National Championship. Got to get the wording right. The Dort College Defenders victorious over Cardinal Stritch this evening. Set scores of 25-22, 25-16, 19-25, and 25-19. The Dort College Defenders advance on. They'll play in Sioux City in a little over a week. That's actually on Tuesday, I believe, December the 3rd, the open of pool play. They'll play three straight days of pool matches, one match each day, as the Dort College Defenders are back in the national tournament, or the national championship for volleyball, and the final site. Dort College, it didn't come easy. Went point and point in set number one, with Dort College finally pulling away 25-22 in set number one. Set number two was pretty much all Dort College, 25-16. Set number three, Dort College looked like they were going to sweep Cardinal Stritch. Stritch, though, comes back to take a 25-19 win after trailing 17-13. Dort College in control most of the way in set number four, 25-19. The final score in set number four. Here are the numbers on the Wireless World post-game wrap. Dort College, 63 kills against 18 errors and 141 total attacks for a 319 kill efficiency. They had 54 assists and 54 digs. They registered 8 points off of blocks in the four-set match. For Cardinal Stritch, 50 kills, 18 errors, 135 total attacks for a 237 kill efficiency. They had 42 digs and 42 assists and 49 defensive digs. Let's take another break and be back with a look at the individual numbers for tonight's match right after this. Back at the DeWitt Gymnasium, Dort College Defenders victorious over Cardinal Stritch in the NAIA National Championship Volleyball opening round. And taking a seat beside me before we get to Coach Chad Hansen. And the numbers for tonight's match is Siri Nelson. Siri, a junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. First of all, Siri, congratulations to you and your teammates on winning this opening round of the NAI National Tournament. Sometimes this first one doesn't seem real because you're not in Sioux City, but a step nonetheless on the way there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Siri, tell me about tonight's match. I got the sense watching set number one that I wouldn't call it nervousness, but maybe a little tight. Everyone seemed just like they were a little afraid to make a mistake. Was that accurate, or didn't you sense that?
Yeah, I could see that in a way. We had a pretty packed gym tonight, so I think that kind of got the nerves for us. But, you know, we had kind of a normal day today. It felt like a normal game. You know, we watched tape on this team, and we were just ready to take this as a normal game, and it didn't really feel like a opening round or like a national tournament game, but nonetheless it certainly was, and it was a good day.
Set number two, it seemed like you got rolling. The serves started getting a little sharper. The digs we started seeing a few more digs for both teams. Just seemed like things settled down in set number two.
Yeah, and I think also we were able to really see what this team could do, more of their shots. On tape it's hard to know, and we only got to see one game that this team had played, so we didn't really know anything about them. So it was after we got that first game under our belts, we were able to see more what kind of shots their players would hit or what their tendencies were.
I can say this now because you won. What happened in set number three? You're up 17-13. I'm thinking we're going to cruise right through. We're going to get home by 9 o'clock. What happened there?
Well, I think we got a little excited that it became real to us that, you know, we have a chance to go to Sioux City. And I think we just kind of got a little more nervous, and the airs started coming a little bit more in that game. But nonetheless, they calmed down, and we were able to show more what we could do.
Set number four, you're able to hold the Cardinal Stritch at bay. You get the win. Explain the feelings as your teammates celebrate on the floor and then back in the locker room as you, the reality is that you're heading to the national tournament final site.
Yeah, it's a real excitement, and it's also a huge blessing that we were able to do this for our program this year and show our students and faculty members what kind of team we are and just represent Dort College. In the locker room, it was just a lot of excitement, a lot of girls screaming. I'm sure they could probably hear us in this gym with all the screaming that went on there. But it's a really good feeling just to know that we were able to finally accomplish one of our biggest goals.
Able to do it in front of the home crowd as well at the DeWitt Gym. Decent sized number of students on hand and a lot of the community faithful as well. That makes it something neat too, I think.
Yeah, it makes it fun to see all the support of fans that we really have in this community.
Siri, I'll let you go. Celebrate. Back to work on Monday.
Thank you.
That's Siri Nelson, back row specialist and service specialist for the Dort College Defenders. Dort College getting a win, 3-1. Coach Chad Hansen otherwise occupied. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. Monique Morris and Jasmine King had 11 kills each for Cardinal Stritch, 9 each for Paige Quinones and Amanda Allpole. Jenna Horstman and Brooke Waltersdorf had 15 kills each. Elizabeth Keel had 10. Lindsay Flohn had 9. Kayla Gasing had 6. 6 for Megan Krausman. 48 assists for Kayla Gasing. 20 digs for Kayla Brookeis, 13 for Brooke Waltersdorf, 14 for Monique Morris. Melissa Murphy had 13 digs. And Cardinal Stritch, 21 assists for Kelsey Johnson, 18 for Tori Burke. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me. Coach, congratulations on the win and getting beyond the national championship first round and heading to Sioux City for the pool play portion of the tournament beginning in a week and a half. Congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you very much, Mike. What a joy.
You come out against Cardinal Stritch, and I mentioned to Siri Nelson that it seemed like everyone, I wouldn't say nervousness, but a little bit tight in set number one.
Yeah.
It took just a little while to settle down. You get that win in set number one. Set number two played as good a volleyball as I've seen you play this season.
Yeah, I felt like that too. Throughout that first half of the first set, I kept thinking, wow, we haven't played in a while. a week and a half off from competition and a full week of practice. It didn't surprise me. I truly thought for that time that we did play some good volleyball. And I thought we were doing pretty well and could have just decreased a couple of errors in that first set alone, and that would have had a big difference in the overall match for us. I loved how we just played steady, continued to focus on areas and on our side of the court, and that proved itself to finish out a strong first set. And in the second set, we just established further momentum with great scoring opportunities defensively and offensively.
Set number three, and I said it to Siri that I can say this now after you win, but what happened in set number three, those last 12, 14 points where Cardinal Stritch just turned it around and made things a little more interesting than we would have liked.
Yeah, that's so true. What did Siri say? I'm curious.
She said she said it felt like the team just got a little bit ahead of themselves, started thinking about beyond set number three rather than the point that was at hand. That was her take on it.
Yeah, that could be. And I will not argue or disagree with that. I'll add to that just simply, I think on the scoring, the offensive attacking side of it, we doubled our errors in the third set alone with 7. And in the previous two combined, we only had 6. So in that one third set match, we gave them 7 points, and it was a random bit of attack wide, attack long, attack in our own net. Uncharacteristic errors we'd not completed in the first half of this match. So the rationale of what Siri said, maybe we were thinking too far ahead. That could be. Maybe we were trying to score and bounce balls like their middle was in some of her great swings. But some of those errors we definitely reduced in the fourth set coming out. And we still had 5, I think, in the fourth set, nonetheless. But we scored in other areas in that fourth set that really helped us.
Elizabeth Keel seemed to carry you at times tonight. She was kind of the forgotten one, or the player that, if you're Cardinal Stritch and you're facing your team, you've got to gamble at some point, and
yeah.
She was able to take advantage of some open looks and ends up with double digits in kills right behind Jenna Horstman and Brooke Walterstorff's 15 kills each.
Yeah, Liz, for sure. I think that's the story of Liz's freshman year. She entered our program just with a great work ethic, a great commitment to grow each day, and she trusted the results of her actions, and that led to a starting varsity role early on for us. And that just stayed steady and constant through the season. She at times has been a key go-to person for us to get us out of a jam, to be successful for a swing and in a transition moment. And it's no surprise to me and a neat reward for her to have her be a strong contributor on the kills category for us this evening.
Talk a little bit about Kayla Gasing's evening tonight. 48 assists, 6 kills, 4 digs. She took advantage when opportunities were there. Talk about her play a little bit.
Yeah, I will. And the one column you didn't mention, but I know you see it on the stat sheet as well, is those 3 block assists. That's a great, great credit to Kayla's success in keeping an eye on the hitter that she's got to track out there. She really has done a tremendous job finishing those blocks. And had some neat opportunities with whichever middle she was blocking with. Quite often it was Lindsay Flohn coming over. But on the blocking side, I noticed tremendous success for Kayla tonight. Further attacking and setting, she really just kept, I think, their defense guessing, kept our offense in a great rhythm through the evening and put some balls in very strategic spots that our hitters are just gobbling up.
What do you do from here now? How does the next week shape up for your team?
Yeah, there's some holiday this next week. We're going to ignore that. No, just kidding. We will practice the first several days of this next week. We're going to get 4 practices in this next week, give a couple days off for Thanksgiving, and make sure we're fresh, spending some time with family, enjoying this country that God's given us freedom to. And then we'll reconvene just before the weekend. Gets another practice opportunity in and have a clear game plan moving into the Nationals on the following week.
Pool assignments tomorrow?
That's what I believe, yeah. Yeah, I think those come out tomorrow. It might be possible for us to kind of early calculate. I need to look at the other matches. I know you shared one beforehand, but we'll need to look at that tonight and get a gauge on things, but my wife tells me it's not worth all the time that I can speculate when I can leave it to the NAI to put those pools together themselves.
She's probably a pretty wise woman, and we should probably heed her advice. We can add Dort College to the list of teams advancing today, along with Georgetown, Kentucky, Park, Missouri, Trinity Christian, Embry-Riddle, Wayland Baptist, Spring Hill, Indiana Wesleyan, and now Dort College added to that list. We've got a couple on the West Coast still happening. Coach, congratulations. A season that started in the steamy confines of the DeWitt Gymnasium back in early September. Here we are, middle November. You're still playing, and you're going to play into December. Congratulations on a good season thus far, and see what happens in the next 3 matches.
Thanks, Mike. It's been a joy, and thanks for following us so closely and efficiently. We really appreciate your work.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast, and that is the Wireless World post-game wrap. The Dort College Defenders advance on to Sioux City with a 3-1 win tonight over Cardinal Stretch, 25-22, 25-16, 19-25, and 25-19. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.